Listener John wrote, okay, I've searched your website for transmitters and broadcast frequency with no hits. I can't find a related page. Where on the site do you list all the various transmission frequencies that you announce on the air? P.S. I like classical music in the morning. We don't need more talking heads at that time of day. John makes a good point about our information on translators. We'll see if there's a convenient and accessible way we can put that information on the website. Thanks. Gwynnifar Roller's commentary last week about Valentine's Day truly struck a nerve with at least a couple of people, and maybe some more, Regina and Bob, each of whom posted notes on our website. Regina wrote, wow, thank you, Gwynnifar. I was wondering who would be the poet you would name, and I was blown away by your choice of Paul Simon. My husband and I have been married almost 18 years. We came with children, baggage, and all of the other emotional stuff that comes with being older, blending families, caring for aging parents, losing loved ones, losing our financial shirts, welcoming new life, expanding families, etc. The things that make life memorable. You hit a home run with that piece. I needed to hear that this morning. And in fact, Bob, in turn, wrote, your insight and courage to tell it like it really is has reminded me of my most precious possession, the love of my sweet wife, who has always and will always stand by me as I resolutely stand by her, whatever comes. And Rick Olson wrote, wonderful message. I heard someone define love as something like giving someone what they need the most, even when they deserve it the least. I always challenge myself to check my selfish interests and expectations at the door. Great Valentine's Day message, even if it is countercultural. As you may have heard, we are collecting applications from nonprofit groups in the area who want to participate in our Spring Fund Drive Partnership Challenge, March 20th through 26th. Groups selected will answer phones for 3 hours during the drive and compete for underwriting contracts on WHQR. Here's what one group had to say about our community involvement. We are very grateful for the opportunity to partner with WHQR whenever we can. The support from your station over the years has been a true asset to our efforts to secure volunteer advocates and enhance public awareness on behalf of our local, vulnerable children. We've had a good number of volunteers come to us after hearing about Guardian Ad Litem on WHQR. The children of our community are the better for it. Many thanks. And that comes from Liz Kakrich-Jones, the administrator of the North Carolina 5th District Guardian Ad Litem program. For more information on signing up your group for our partnership challenge, go to whqr.org/challenge. And finally, a repeat from last week. WHQR is working on a project that we hope will inform and educate the community about the issues surrounding the proposed Titan cement plant for our area. We see this as the fulfillment of our mission statement. We have no agenda here. We take no sides. Our interest is solely in examining the topic with the insight and in-depth coverage people expect from public radio, and letting you, the listener, make up your own minds. If you can speak knowledgeably about Titan, and especially if you support Titan, please email whqr@whqr.org. Thanks very much. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.